Once, a long time ago, really that drove me from one part of California to the other. We had a retreat center in Northern California, and so peaceful, you know, just out in nature, quiet and beautiful. And you just go there and you feel happy and peaceful. So that's where I was, feeling happy and peaceful in this beautiful retreat center. And then Gurudeva drove me down to our center in San Francisco. And there were some personal problems among some people that were being discussed in a rather open way. And it was a bit upsetting to go from this beautiful, peaceful place into this situation where you're involved in sorting out personal problems. And of course, my first response was, well, gee, let's get back to this peaceful place, you know. Let's drive back to Northern California. And of course, I just thought it, you know, I didn't say anything. And Gurudeva said, well, peaceful places are nice, but, you know, it's you have to learn how to handle problems and be able to find peace in a situation that has problems in it. It's easy to find peace when there aren't any problems anywhere, when you're out in nature in a beautiful place. But you have to learn to control the mind and control the emotions so that when you're in a situation which does have problems, you can still be peaceful. So I never forgot that. You know, that was a very interesting lesson and helped give me a new perspective on problems. So our normal perspective is that we want to live and not encounter any problems, right? I mean, that's the goal. Let's just go along. Everything will be totally smooth, problem-free. That's bliss. That's what we're trying for. Well, believe it or not, we don't necessarily make spiritual progress in that situation because we're not changing our behavior. We're not seeing the areas in which we can improve ourselves. We're just going along, remaining the same. So it seems great. It's problem-free, but we're not trying to just remain the same, right? All of us are here because we want to change. We want to improve ourselves, unfold more spiritually. So to change, to unfold more spiritually, part of the process involves problems or improving our behavior. Gurudeva defined problems for me once. He says, problems are not problems. They are a repetition of the past that needs to be adjusted. Read that one again. Problems are not problems. They are a repetition of the past that needs to be adjusted. So what does that mean? It means we're creatures of habit, both subconsciously, meaning we have certain habits like driving a car, you know, we do things the same. It's the nature of the mind to learn how to do something and then repeat it. We're creatures of habit. Plus, it's the nature of karma. We recreate similar situations for ourselves. We keep recreating a similar situation. We create it when we're young. We create it middle age. We create it when we're old. We keep facing the same situations, getting ourselves into the same difficulties. Why is that? Because we haven't figured out the lesson from the behavior. We haven't seen how we can change the behavior. For example, some men, when they face problems in the office, how do they solve the problems? By drinking more alcohol, a common solution. You know, that seems to solve the problem because you forget about the problem. Forgetting about a problem isn't really solving it. So it's a common behavior pattern. You face a problem in the office, therefore you drink a little too much, and that's your way of solving the problem. So that behavior continues. until you change it. So sometimes it requires someone else to help you change it. You don't really see it objectively enough. That's the advantage of a guru. He can help you see. You know, he can help you hold the mirror up to your own behavior at a time you don't want to hold it up. You don't want to recognize this problem because you lose face. You lose some ego sense to admit that you're not as perfect as you thought you were. So, but seeing the problem, admitting the problem, and changing the behavior is the goal. So if we change the behavior, then we won't be repeating the past. We won't be repeating the past. So problems are good. Children misbehave. It's natural. It's good. It's not a problem in the sense of something that shouldn't happen. It's an opportunity for them to change their behavior with help. It's an opportunity to stop repeating the past. So it's a different look at problems. Huh? That we're not trying to avoid problems. We're also not trying to create unnecessary problems. But if a problem happens naturally, and we're involved in it, it's wonderful. Because it gives us an opportunity to hold up a mirror to ourselves, to our behavior, or ask someone else for help to see our behavior and see what it is that we're repeating that needs to be adjusted. Problems are not problems. They are a repetition of the past that needs to be adjusted. Another aspect of problems is to accept that. Morning. These are our silpies. Seven stone carvers assembling our Yerevan temple. Whatever happens when a problem comes up, whatever happens is in our karma. Nothing can happen to us. It's not in our karma. There's an interesting incident. When the plane hit the Pentagon, they miscounted the number of people dead because one of the people that is normally in the office was in the plane and hit the Pentagon. So they counted him twice. You know, he even though he wasn't in the office, he still died as if he was in the office. I mean, it was a very interesting reflection, you know. He ended up in that incident even though he was flying somewhere else on that day. He couldn't avoid it. Whereas we know someone else, Mr. Patel, who worked in the World Trade Center, whose office was hit by the plane, who normally would be there, who came here on pilgrimage. Some of his friends talked him into coming here on pilgrimage. So instead of sitting in the office, which got hit by the plane, he was here. Very interesting. So whatever happens has to be in our karma. We can't experience anything that's not in our karma. So accepting what comes to us as our karma, you know, it's philosophically easy to do right now. Like say, oh sure, I believe that. That's karma, that's what karma means. But when it actually happens to us, when we get in the middle of some miserable problem that we're just really suffering from and wish had never happened, and how in the world did everything go wrong, and who can I blame, and you know, it's doesn't emotionally necessarily register that we can blame ourselves. We really can never blame someone else, because whatever happens to us is in our karma. It came to us. Handling these types of situations, it's helpful to have an inner perspective on who we are. If we only have an outer perspective on who we are, if we think we're this ego, I am this person, I'm a little better than this person, but not quite as smart as that person, and I earn more money than that person, and a better social class than that person. And this, you know, if we're looking at ourselves in a totally external way, then when problems come up, it takes away from who we are, makes us less of a person. So we tend to try and hide the problem, ignore the problem, not deal with the problem, not learn from the problem, not change our behavior because of the problem, not accept that it's our karma. Why? Because we're busy holding our ego together, looking good for someone else. So obviously, we're not going to benefit from it. We're putting all our energy into some other way of reacting to it. So if we have an inner perspective on who we are, we don't do that. Gurudeva gives us beautiful inner perspectives in merging with Shiva on who we are. The first one being, we are the soul. We are a pure and perfect soul. We're just as good as anyone else because there's really only one soul. It's like water. You know, is this water better than that water? No, it's water. Take air out of the room. Put air in this jar, air in that jar. Is this air better than that air? No, it's just air, right? So is one soul better than another soul? No, it's like grab a little soul here, put it in this person, put it in that person. Is one better than the other? No, it's all soul. Just like air is all air. It's not better, it's just individuated in one place and individuated in another place. But it's really the same. So if we can really look at ourselves as a spiritual being, because we've cleared the subconscious of impressions of not being a spiritual being through all the tools that Gurudeva has given us, a lot of the tools in merging with Shiva are for the purpose of straightening out the subconscious. Erroneous thoughts went in the subconscious, problems went in that weren't resolved at the time, hard feelings went in that haven't been worked out. All of that gets packed away through years and years of living and eventually can make us feel we're not the soul. The children start out okay. You know, they're happy. Tell them they're a spiritual being. They say, well, okay, sounds good to me. I must be. They don't have any impressions in the mind that make them think otherwise. So Gurudeva gives us all these wonderful tools in merging with Shiva to fix the subconscious mind if we use them. And using them just once isn't enough. Doing the Mahavasanada Tantra when you're age 40 and not doing it again isn't enough. We need to do it every year because events come up every year, experiences come up every year, emotions come up every year, and go into the subconscious mind. It's like cleaning the house. You know, you can't clean the house once every 40 years. You know? No. Dirt comes in every day, right? You got to clean it regularly. So the subconscious mind is the same way. You know, you just have to maintain it, do your maintenance. We call that ashram sadhana here. It's a sadhana to keep the physical place clean. And likewise, the tools emerging with Shiva are a sadhana to keep the subconscious mind clean. Mm-hmm.